I'll call to order the Planning Commission meeting for the City of Aiken for our March 14th meeting. If those of you present have not joined us before, let me mention a few process guidelines. First thing I will ask is that everyone make sure that your cell phones are on mute or turned off so as not to interrupt whoever is speaking. I will call for an agenda item. Those folks who would like to speak in favor of or on behalf of the application will certainly be given a chance to do so. If you'd step up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. After you've made your comments, if you would pause for a moment to see if there are any questions from the commissioners, and then we will have those who are not in favor of the application have an opportunity to speak, and then anyone else may make any other comments for or against or in response to any comments made. So having said that, our first order of business is to approve the minutes of our February 14th both work session and regular session meetings. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the minutes? May I entertain a motion to accept them as presented?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor? All right. All right. Our next order of business is application 17-91001. Road renaming the section of Ravenel Road to Plunkett Avenue Northwest. The owner applicant is the City of Aiken. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? All right, not hearing any, it will be back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, in reference to application 17-91001, the road renaming section of Ravenel Street to Plunkett Avenue Northwest, I've thoroughly reviewed this, and I would at this time make a motion that we accept the application by the City of Aiken and recommend to City Council that this is certainly consistent with anything we have in the comprehensive plan, and it makes complete sense that we would acknowledge it and approve it.
We have a second. Any discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay, thank you. All right, our next application is application 17-50002, a request for city services. The applicant is Service Master Clean of CSRA. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm Tilden Hildebrand with Hassan Hildebrand here representing the owner, Ronald Felder.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to answer any questions that you may have regarding this request.
All right. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Hildebrand?
Is there any problem with the conditions of approval that the planning committee the director has recommended?
No, there are not.
And you've seen those?
No, no problem.
Very easy. Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to be heard on this application? All right. Not hearing any. It'll be back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, with regard to the application number 17-50002, City Services request, I recommend that we approve it with the conditions of approval, items 1 through 6, as recommended by the Planning Director.
Okay, may I have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay. All right, that will that has been approved to for recommendation to City Council. If you'll have Mr. Felder check, or if you want to attend with the City Manager's office to see when it will be on the next agenda. Okay. Our next item is application 17-50003. It's a request for city services by the Aiken County Government on Columbia Highway North. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of that? You are a busy person.
Very.
Tilden Hildebrand with Hassan Hildebrand here tonight representing Aiken County Government. I would like to address any questions that you may have regarding this request.
All right. The county has no problems with all the possible conditions.
No.
Commissioners, any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're getting your exercise today, aren't you? All right. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this application? Not hearing any, it'll be back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chair, in regards to application number 17-50003, city service request, tax parcel number 134-10-02-002, I recommend that we accept this and turn it over to council with the possible conditions of approval, items 1 through 6.
Right. Is there
second.
A second? All right. Thank you. Any discussion? All right. I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. All right. Now we have item D. This is application 17-60005. It's a rezoning request. The owner is Margaret Davis Farfour, and the location is Oriole and Cardinal Drive. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on behalf of this application?
Good afternoon. My name is Kimberly Urshery with Ameriprise Financial, the potential buyer of the lot currently owned by Ms. Farfour. And we are asking for a rezoning to limited professional of this current property to put a small office building that will blend with the residential area and the general business community. Do you have any questions?
All right, commissioners.
Assessor, I was wondering about the projected number of daily visits.
On our busiest day, we might have 3 or 4 clients come in, and that's on a very busy day. Our busiest season is generally around tax season. Any other day, we might see 1 or 2 cars come in. So not a lot of heavy traffic.
Okay. Thank you.
How many employees?
It's just the 3 of us. I have my 2 staff here with me today and myself.
Y'all, and how many parking places do you anticipate?
We're looking at between 6 to 8. We're going to put in some handicap parking that is required, obviously, for the zoning, and then some other parking spaces.
Ameriprise Financial, this would be primarily what type of financial services?
We do investment planning, retirement planning, and we buy and sell investments. So we're a full-service broker-dealer.
Ryan, I'm curious, is that street, Ryan, is that thing will even ever be opened? Is it possible to open it, that 50-foot street? That's really not possible, is it?
It would be... I don't believe it would be. It kind of depends on where it would go, but it's not proposed associated with this particular development.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with this development. I don't even know if it could. I guess it's possible it could be something, go somewhere eventually.
I mean, it is in the sense that it does provide access to the adjacent parcel.
Correct.
Otherwise, the adjacent parcel, I think, may
be... How's that adjacent? Is the adjacent parcel? How's it zoned? Do you know?
RML? RML, yes.
Also, Ryan, what sort of buffers would this property, once developed, be subject to?
So it would be, they have a 20-foot, it's a very similar to residential development, 20-foot front setback, 10-yard side setbacks, and a 25-foot rear setback. It would be subject to our, because it is commercial, be subject to our landscaping for new construction, so it would require buffers for landscaping around the perimeter.
And we do not plan to clear-cut the entire property. We intend to preserve most of the trees that are on there. We just want to clear enough to put the office building and the parking spots. So, yeah, we agreed with the buffer conditions.
Okay. Well, it said, you say in here that the construction would not result in a building footprint more than 20% of the total lot size.
Correct.
Any other questions for Ms. Usry? Thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Good evening. My neighbor, Ms.
I'm sorry, Pets. Sir. Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Adrian Baer, 602 Cardinal Drive.
Okay.
And my neighbor wrote a very thoughtful letter, and I'm here to represent her and my other neighbors in that area. You know, we certainly aren't against progress for the city, but we'd like to see the businesses stay, you know, not encroach even more into the neighborhood, basically. There are a lot of families with young children, and probably right now they're out there riding their bikes around, and it's a normal neighborhood by any stretch. And now it's we don't get a whole lot of through traffic since we had the speed barriers put up, and we really wouldn't like to see any more traffic added, you know. That area itself has seen some, I don't know if deforestation is the right term, but there were some issues with that have finally been settled out, where we feel as if there have been, that's just sort of well-traveled ground. I mean, we were here 2 or 3 years ago discussing it, and we just like to have, you know, the consideration being made that it is, you know, there are people that have lived there a long time. Miss Bickley has been there, I think, over 30 years, or actually 40 some odd years. So she's one of a few, you know, one of almost all of my neighbors that I've talked to that really would like to see no more encroachment from the busy streets. So, again, like I said, there's a whole lot of young families there, you know, with kids that are out on their bikes all the time, people walking their dogs, and we would just like to keep it as residential as possible.
All right, and so, therefore, you and Ms. Bickley are opposed to the...
Yes, ma'am.
...us granting that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And she has her letter attached. I'm sure everyone's had a chance to read it.
We have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't see any reason to reiterate it over and over again. I think she gets every point there pretty clearly.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She did. All right. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Baer?
Has this property been, you might not even know the answer to this, has it been listed for sale?
As far as I know, and I've lived 12 years in the same address, it's been offered for sale the entire time that I've been there. Yes, sir.
As a residential lot.
And I'm not sure what they were selling it for. I just know that there's more often than not been a for sale sign there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you for hearing me.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this application? All right, not hearing any, it'll be back to the commission for a motion.
Actually, Madam Chair, may I ask Ms. Estrey one more question?
Certainly. Ms. Estrey, would you mind stepping forward?
Thank you. Would you anticipate your visits coming from Silver Bluff versus coming through the neighborhood? In other words, the people who are coming to, you know, to visit you,
yes,
would you assume they're coming from the higher traffic area versus driving
correct.
By Cardinal
Avenue? Most of our traffic would come from Silver Bluff. I have 400 clients, and, you know, I will state our business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, you know, as the gentleman stated, we do not want to impact, you know, the residential area after 5 p.m. Most of our clients come from the higher net worth areas of Aiken County, the Woodsides, the Hounds Lakes, Cedar Creek. So most of the traffic would be coming down the Silver Bluff venue.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Brittany Bear, and I'm also reside at 602 Cardinal Drive. I think my husband just did forget to mention that one of the main reasons we are here is this piece of property is directly across from our front yard, and so we have a concern about it negatively impacting our property value for resale in the future. So just did want you all to take that into consideration as well, because it is directly across from our front yard. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, ask her. Are you at 60? Did she say 602? Okay, thank you.
Where is Mrs. Which one is Mrs. Bickley?
600.
600. I'm just looking. Okay, I got you. I see it now. If that's are these numbers on the aerial map, Ryan, correspond with the address?
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, I just see 602.
602 Cardinal, 602 Oriole.
I got you. I got you. I see that. Confused me, too. Yeah, I'm like, I got you now.
And, Ryan, of course, to confirm, you did say that this will certainly be clear, will be responsible for adhering to the, not just the setback, but also the landscaping and the buffer.
Correct.
So hopefully that will, yes.
I believe it was entered in. I don't know if it was displayed for those available, but our intention, obviously, working with a higher net worth group of people, would be to have a cute office building that would actually help increase the land values around, not something that would be destroyed that would bring the price values down in the community.
Well, I did note that the from the drawings that you had, that even though it is an office building, it does look like it's been designed to appear to blend in with a residential.
Right, that was our designing goal, is we wanted to blend in both neighborhoods. I've been in business with Ameriprise for 9 years. The past 3 years, we've rented a suite here in downtown Aiken that we've just simply outgrown. Prior to that, we owned a home that we operated out of on Richland Avenue. So we wanted to maintain that homey atmosphere and blend in with the community.
All right. Thank you. All right. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? All right. Then I will entertain a motion. Thank you.
We can have discussion if a motion is made. In regards to application 17-60005, rezoning request tax parcel 106-16-08-014. I move that we approve this and send to City Council in the affirmative. It is in keeping with the comprehensive plan, and I do believe this would probably be the best case scenario for anything commercial with regards to the residents on that property.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
All right. Any discussion? And I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Any opposed?
Opposed.
Round two. All right. So this recommendation will go to City Council. Last item is application 17-60006. It's a rezoning request. The owner's WG Development, LLC. The location is the south side of Richland Avenue. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on behalf of the application?
Good evening, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission. I'm Jim Price, live at Florinville Road in Wagner, South Carolina, representing the petitioner. Here to answer any and all questions you may have on this strip of property. It's an old ingress egress that has outlived its usefulness. We're under option on the credit union property, and what we intend to do is fold this into that property.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Price? Well, that was very simple. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? And it will be back to the Commission for a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve application 17-60006, the rezoning request for WG Development LLC, and recommend that we move this to Council for approval.
Second. All right. Any discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. All right. Thank you all very much for attending. There being no further business, this meeting is adjourned.